looking like?
Okay, looking at the indicators now, obviously, the Johannesburg Stock Exchange was closed yesterday, not open for business. So jumping over to global markets now, Chinese exports jumped over 7.2%. That's because they have been providing medical supplies throughout the world. Well, Chinese stocks were up despite the trade tensions between the Chinese state and the U.S. Now, the U.S. also came out yesterday with upbeat focus, with adding a whopping 1.8 million jobs, with the jobs unemployment rate declining at a whopping 10%. There you have it, Nick. That's another stat that does not register with the economy. So
really,
not just South Africa that's not in touch with reality. Now, if we look at the numbers, we saw the JSE close in negative territory on Friday. That's obviously fueled by the drop in the biggest share on the JSE in Nasdaq. The JSE was down 56,759, down 1.6%. And over to global markets for this morning. Now, global markets were in all round negative territory with the S&P 500 up 0.3%. The Dow Jones was in positive territory, coming in at 1.3%. And Chinese stocks were still positive as investors look at those positive imports. Chinese exports were up. The Nikkei was up 1.3%.
My Nikkei. Can you see my Nikkei doing well out in Asia?
And we'll close it off with our regular update. As you heard, Odi covered a bit of the numbers. Now, our recovery numbers sit at 417,200. That's a recovery rate of a whopping 74%.
74%. It was 78 last week, 74. I'll take it. I'll gladly accept it. Tell me, at 74%, do you think, in your non-expertise opinion, do you think it's time for us to open the economy?
Well, looking at the recovery rate, yeah, definitely. I mean, slowly but surely, gradually opening the economy, you know, would be beneficial. I mean, we can't stay in lockdown for a very long time. We can't stay in lockdown forever. For instance, I came across an interesting article which was stating that if the president had came out and told us that we're closing the economy for 200 days as it stands now, right thereabouts, do you think it would have been much better for businesses to prepare, and people who were in rentals would have at least moved back home, you know, to sort of kind of ease that burden and prepare a lot better?
But Gladwin, here's the thing. They didn't want people moving. People mm-hmm. said, you know, for this 3-week lockdown, let us go home. Let us go back to the homelands. And they said, no, nobody move. Nobody move. Stay where you are. That was the problem.
Yeah.
I think if government had announced a 200-day shutdown,